Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Wedged that into the front of my Acura Legend, and I thought I was just a really popular disc jockey when, in fact, no, I was commuting with a giant dildo in the front of my car. In between shows, she gives herself an entire day of rest where she only gets out of bed to get something to eat.
Well, you have that policy as well.
At the conclusion of this show,
yes,
it's right back to bed. That was the type of car I was passing. It was called the Audi A-hole.
A classic model.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't get the trim package. The trim package is the Audi Karen. The Audi Karen A-hole.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
We have a major incident that has happened with Oscar. Or you could just say it's his day of the week that he takes off. I'm curious what did you say about his dog?
Because this Santos's leg concerning. Has given out. Now Santos has had certain hip troubles in the past. Nothing serious. He can get around. I've seen the dog go downstairs. He goes downstairs like a bunny. He hops stair to stair because he has some hip trouble.
That's not an old dog though.
No, it's not. And it's right. It's
we'll
an expensive
him,
dog.
Talk about
yeah,
it
he recently
in.
Pulled a muscle. that they were talking about having surgery on.
Now, how does a
dog remember that. Didn't he mention that on the show?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
so they're talking about
he's
surgery.
Dealing with that. So yeah. We'll let him deal with that. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. And it is a Thursday show. I want to start today's show by sharing with you an admission that I am a hypocrite.
How?
Well, I have been preaching for the last maybe year or two that you have to be responsible, you have to be careful. I tell my wife, don't text and drive.
Right.
I tell, I try to behave myself.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday we experienced something down here in Southwest Florida that I haven't seen since my days in Washington, D.C., and that was what we call simply a volume traffic jam.
Okay.
Which means a volume traffic jam, we're used to it in D.C., is the simple volume of the traffic resulted in bumper-to-bumper, two miles per hour on a major highway.
Too many cars. They build inadequate roads, and they cannot satisfy the need of the amount of
well,
cars
you,
on
you
it.
Know, where, if you're in a major city, I don't consider where I live to be anything close to a major city.
Right.
And it was a surprise, and when I saw it, first of all, always check if you've got alternative routes. Put your little app, whatever it is, your map app that now shows you Waze, for example,
yes,
which I have become addicted to, will let you know what's ahead of you, and all it takes is a five-second decision to pop in your destination, and you look at it and go, that's unusually long, and you'll be able to perhaps negotiate around it. Or Waze will do it for you. It's a great app. And
I love Waze.
It's been around forever, and I'm addicted to it. It's my favorite. I don't think there's any better alternative out there.
We discovered Waze together. Oscar presented it to us on our road trip to Florida. Remember, we were on the 95 South, and he popped it out, and it was fantastic.
And in those days, it was still a little problematic,
yes,
where it got happy, and it didn't exactly nail it as far as avoiding traffic jams, because I used it on another trip on the 95 highway going from Virginia down to Florida, and it took me off some side highway in the Carolinas that screwed my life up. But that's
it does
not the
require
point.
A leap of faith sometimes to go with Waze.
Well, but my leaps of faith are, I know the routes I have. I've got the alternative routes. There are only two of them, and I know them well, and it worked for me beautifully when we had the Thanksgiving traffic.
Okay.
So I'm in this traffic, and I see that my 20-minute drive will now be, how long will it be? I think as opposed to arriving, not that bad. It was maybe a 40-minute to an hour delay. It was a big delay. It was a delay that told me I have to go 8 miles, and it was going to take me the better part of an hour to go 8 miles. That's bumper to bumper. That's 4 miles per hour. So I'm fine. And then this is something Waze never did before, for me at least. I hadn't seen it, where it says traffic freeing up. I mean, it's just, I love the technology. I love
it. Yeah, I've seen that.
It's able to process when it's breaking up, and it shortens the amount of traffic because I'd already popped in my destination. Mm-hmm. But the problem is,
are you a slave to the arrival clock? I love looking at the arrival clock and watching.
Well, yeah,
change.
I mean, it just lets you know where you're going to be and when you're going to be. And, you know, there are angry, retired 70-year-olds that are, you know, I don't want to keep waiting because God forbid you do that. These are, you know, men who are, you know, set in their ways.
Yes.
So I'm looking at this thing, and I see that it's going to free up traffic. If I had taken the time to just put a destination in, I would have seen the anomaly, and I would have been fine. Mm. But it starts to break up. Now, as anybody who lives in a major metropolitan area, any area with heavy traffic knows that once you are extricated from, in some cases, people behind me, an hour-long delay where you're crawling and you have no options. And the highway system, when you really think about it, is just effed anyway.
Of course.
You're essentially trapped on, you know, if you have exits that are far apart, you're boned. And, you know, there's just no way. And you see, I saw we had two people, maybe three. I think we had three. We had three people that go in the emergency lane and go flying past.
Oh, now, sure. Look,
they might be legitimate emergencies. They might be fecal emergencies. I don't know what it is, but
do you grant them the ability to use the emergency exit lane if it's a fecal emergency?
No. You go in your car.
As you have.
I don't know. Who knows what they're simply pricks that don't want to wait like everybody else.
Right.
One of them, a Mustang GT, got caught because there's a sheriff that comes zooming up behind him, and he nailed him. And then I saw that there were three other cars that had been stopped, and they're all getting busted. They're all getting busted for trying to go around. So the traffic breaks up. Oh, joy. Oh, rapture. And that's when it's like somebody with a checkered flag, I should say a green flag, waving it up front because people are going nuts. So I get up to speed. And how did this go down? I get up to speed. Oh, I get up to speed, and I'm passing in the right lane, which is okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a three-lane highway. And as I get up to this Audi, let me see, what was the type of Audi? I think it was called the Audi A-hole. It was called, that was the type of car I was passing. It was called the Audi A-hole.
A classic model.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't get the trim package. The trim package is the Audi Lady A-hole. The Audi Karen. The Audi Karen A-hole. Now, what I tell people is that you never know. You hear about it all the time, especially down in Dodge City in the land of guns down here. You hear it all the time. All the time that, you know, somebody gets into an altercation, there's gunplay, or there's driven off a road. We see the videos now.
Yes.
One of the best I've ever seen was somebody that's having road rage, and a guy is just like waving his arms around, and then you look in he's got the camera. This guy's got a camera in the front and a camera in the back, and the camera in the back sees the guy go off the highway and roll his car.
Yeah.
And as opposed to being concerned for his safety, the guy goes, yeah!
I've always felt you should show great sympathy for people that roll their cars.
Thank you. I understand just, that. You were not involved in that. I should point out that you were not involved in any road rage incident, right?
No, I was not. I was just zoned out.
Very good. So it breaks loose, and I'm passing, and a lady in the aforementioned Audi Karen A-hole starts to move over into my lane, and I'm halfway along her car.
I guess
she wanted me to back off. So I zoom ahead, and then I look in my rearview mirror, and she jerks her car into the lane in back of me. She zooms up about an inch from my bumper, and she gives me the double salute.
Oh, that's the double like this, bumper. Okay.
And she's obviously screaming because she's going like this.
Yeah.
And it was spontaneous. I'm not proud of it. You shouldn't do this. It's not safe. But let me put it this way. My acceleration pedal accidentally slid over to the brake quickly and heavily.
Oh, dear.
And, yeah, I brake checked her. I was pissed. Yeah, I don't like the double bumper.
No.
And then she jerks into the other lane, and she comes rolling up on me, and God love her, the window comes down.
Wow, she's ready to go.
And the traffic is still heavy, so I can't really hear what she's screaming, but it's like, and I only say one word.
What's that?
And I say it loudly, but she's already past me. She's said her piece.
Yeah.
And she's zoomed ahead, and she might have heard it in the background. You know,
yeah.
It was I was using a baseball term. You know, I said bunt.
You do love your sports.
It was so you know, at the end of this, God damn it, I didn't hit my clock again. I hate that.
We're at 10 minutes, and also, Mike, you can look on the upper screen of your recording software on your screen. You'll see a clock.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's about right. It's off by a few seconds, but it's not bad.
Oh, where?
No, on the far left where it's
we're not
people,
supposed to do this.
You're right.
We're so disciplined.
there's a clock there as well. But anyway, from what I hear, this is not only unsatisfactory behavior on the part of the Karen, but you didn't do anything to draw this ire, did you?
Where is the clock, by the way, on this screen?
On the far right, under you have to perhaps open the window that says people, if you don't have that open. And then there's a clock.
Oh, I got it?
Yeah. We're at 11:30
cool.
right now. Yeah. No, Mike. You
it's
must
gone.
Respect the Therm Pro. Respect the Therm Pro.
Can I make it bigger?
No.
Not really.
All right. Thank you.
But you didn't do anything to draw this kind of ire from her, did you?
Well, yeah. I mean, she wanted to get over, and I guess I was supposed to slam my brakes and let her in, but it
was
not.
Well, that's her.
It wasn't a merge. We were far away from an exit. She wasn't getting off at an exit. Well, she was getting off at my exit. So she zooms up ahead, and because I am a skilled negotiator of traffic, I actually make it up to where I'm in back of her.
Okay.
And by this time, I think in the state that she was in, you know, she wasn't paying attention to me, but I was able to get by her again.
Well, she
was
up to
very
satisfying. She was off on another Karen adventure by that
point. Yeah, I you know, so but the moral of the story is that, you know, for God's sakes, Karen, you can't be throwing that up to people and then rolling down the window on the highway and screaming. And that, you know, I could have been a totally unstable individual. You never know what people are capable of.
You could have been.
And me, I'm guilty, and I cop to it.
Right. Okay.
With my brake, you know. Have you ever been brake checked, Rob? I bet you have.
Of course. Yeah.
Mac, have you ever been brake checked?
Absolutely.
What is you are you considered a fast driver or a slow driver? We've never talked about your driving.
I wouldn't really. I'm a economic driver.
This is
what
funny that he brings this up.
I don't know. I drive.
I imagine you set the cruise control at the speed limit.
Yeah. Okay. No. I drive over. I don't drive super fast, but I drive like 20% above the speed limit.
This sounds like a clip from the Republican debate last night.
So both of you, the only clip I heard was old big man Chris Christie getting nuts. And
yeah,
I
thought he was going
I loved
down,
it. I know you still love him because he's fat. But I think
I had a prediction about him.
Yeah,
years ago, I said he'd lose weight and become president. Well, he's not done that. Mike, according to AAA, there's a new study out, and this is funny you would bring this up.
Rob, turn yourself up just a wee bit if you can.
There are six types of drivers on the road, and I want to know which one you think you are.
Okay.
Number one, but here's the thing, is that they asked people to classify themselves, so I imagine this has to be taken with a grain of salt.
All right.
Safe drivers. They asked about risky and dangerous driving behaviors, laws, and rules of the road, and 41%.
What are the categories? How many types of drivers?
Six. There are six. 41%.
Now, before you give the percentages, do you want to tell me what the type of drivers are?
Yes, this is a safe driver.
And explain them before we get into percentages of the country.
This is a person that classifies themselves as a safe driver after they were informed of various risky and dangerous driving behaviors, laws, and rules of the road. So these are people that were briefed on what are the factors of making a not safe driver and still call themselves a safe driver. Do you classify yourself as a safe driver?
Absolutely not. Not 41%
of the United States of driving Americans says they're at safe drivers.
All right. No, not right. Me. No.
Okay. These are people, the next category, two of six, Mike.
Yes.
These are people that admit to regularly speeding about 15 miles an hour over on highways and 10 miles an hour over the speed limit on residential streets. They are called speeding drivers. How many people do you think classify themselves as speeding drivers?
Well, they're not going to admit to being criminals. 25%.
23%. You're very close.
Yeah.
But again,
they're lying too.
How do you think they're lying?
Because a lot more people do it than admit to it.
All right, very good. The third category, Mike, people who admit to using their cell phones while driving, especially texting and emailing. These are known as distracted drivers.
Okay. I'm not in that category.
Right.
I may be in the previous category, which is the speeding driver.
I think I would actually be in the speeding driver, believe it or not.
No, absolutely not. No, you would not be in the speeding category.
Mike, I frequently set my cruise control at like 75.
That's right there. You've pushed yourself out of the category.
No, Mike, that's not.
When you say you set your cruise control.
Mike, that's just lazy is what that is.
No, but you're not. Rob, you've never been a speeder. You're the most careful driver I've ever seen.
I don't know about that.
Well, obviously, when you rolled it, you fell asleep or something.
Yes. But no, I do exceed the speed limit. I think everyone does. If you don't in this area, you're going to kill yourself.
Carla falls squarely into the category of distracted driver.
Okay,
I am on her about it all the time. Where they had a whole campaign. It can wait when people are talking about texting and doing that type of thing.
15% admit to being distracted drivers.
Okay.
I'm surprised that people admit to it. Mike, this is my favorite category. Number four, drivers who admit to messing around on their phones and driving recklessly, like speeding, running red lights, tailgating, and darting in and out of lanes quickly. The distracted and aggressive driver, 17% admit to this behavior.
All right, and that is, I am not in that category because I do not mess around and drive. Now, do I occasionally look at a phone or check a phone or do something I shouldn't be doing? Yes. But I just don't do. I don't fall into the distracted category at all.
My car now, when I'm on my Apple CarPlay, where it Bluetooths into the system, it does all that stuff for me. It tells me when I get a text. It reads my text for me, so I don't have to fool with my phone, which is great.
Okay. All right.
2%, Mike. 2% of drivers admit to taking many risky behaviors and didn't comprehend the dangers associated with them. They are the most dangerous drivers at 2%.
Read that again. What does that say? Hold on.
The most dangerous drivers, 2% of drivers on the road right now, drivers that admit to many risky behaviors and don't seem to comprehend the dangers associated with them. So they're blatantly texting, phoning, doing all this and don't realize that it's dangerous.
I'm not in that category. Second one, which is the speeding.
Yeah. Mac, have you found any that matches you yet?
Yeah, I'm probably also like the speeding.
Yeah, I think we all are. And Mike, number six, my favorite, the impaired driver. People that admit to regularly driving after drinking alcohol or using marijuana, rural drivers were far more likely to be an impaired driver.
Did you say rural
drivers? Rural drivers, 1%. 1%.
Well, I know why. The options aren't available, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, if you're a rural driver, you're kind of out in the middle of nowhere and you can't get the help you need. That's not an excuse.
No.
But also, if you're a rural driver and you live in those small little hick towns, what else is there?
There's
alcohol and nothing else, really.
Well, you can grow your own, like that blueberry farm in Maine.
The blueberry farm, but I mean, people that I've lived in rural areas, and it's a real challenge.
Yeah.
City, there's no excuse.
You're right.
There's no excuse in the city. There's Uber and taxis and mass transit, and that should be fine. But still people manage to do that. That is I think you would see that the incidence of impaired driving probably increase the further away you get from a metropolitan area. I could be wrong about this.
Now, I have a question for you, because you're a little older than me, but it seems like...
I'm the brake check driver.
I know.
If you piss me off, I'm going to slam my brakes. No, I didn't. I did yesterday. I didn't... I slammed.
Yeah. You're trying to draw trouble.
I was mad. It was a spontaneous reaction to getting the double bird from Karen in back of me, and then Karen decided to pull up. And you don't just, for me, it's more dudes with the testosterone raging through their bodies than it is ladies that do that. But I've seen ladies flip off a lot. They really do. But this lady rolling down the window to a guy, big, hairy, mean guy like me, I was shocked. What were you going to say?
Are you sure she wasn't a fan?
She was not a fan.
She could have just been a fan.
No, shared my story, my great famous story of the dildo in the car, though, yesterday.
Who did you tell it to?
One of my mates. Same guy that retired this week, you know, happy guy. Played with him twice this week. Nice person.
Was it called the Bulldog?
It was the Bulldog, it was the Bulldog, and we gave it to Diana. And Diana, along, I think, with Frank Murphy, wedged that into the front of my Acura Legend. And I thought I was just a really popular disc jockey when, in fact, I was commuting with a giant dildo in the front of my car. And that's a much longer story, but it goes on and on and on. And if you haven't heard it, well, boy, have you missed something.
Well,
you were going to ask me something else.
I was.
Driving.
Yeah, you're a little older than me. You're about 13 years older than me. And I hear from people in my family when they were growing up, it's almost like impaired driving, and invariably it's drunk driving at this point, is almost laughed off as something that just used to happen. And the switch.
You will see stand up comedians on old television shows that will joke about it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know where it used to be the thing. People would joke about it. Wasn't taking that. It took years. People still will make flip comments about it. You know when it's really really serious. It's all Rob. It's all giggles until somebody gets hurt.
Tell me about it. I was caught once doing this many years
they
ago.
They had down here, this is years ago, but they had it down here where the, excuse me guys, the local newspaper down here printed, had a section devoted to habitual DUI offenders, and they had their mugshots, and it was one after the other, after the other, after the other. They're people that, you know, look, I get certainly people that have problems with alcohol.
Yes, I'm listening.
But
I'm better now. Mike, I'm in recovery.
If you do it once, twice, three, five times, go away. You're not fit to be out in society, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's but these people, they, you know, down here, it happens. And I look, with modern society, there is no reason.
Excuse. Yeah.
But unfortunately, when you combine the fact that your judgment is impaired anyway, which is 90% of why you're going to make this stupid decision, you have to be careful. Like bowling night for the O'Maras, was festive last night.
Good.
Bowling night was extremely festive.
How are your scores?
Very very mediocre for me.
Okay. All right.
But there is a, I don't know if I've discussed this game at the bowling alley. We played the team that invented this, or not invented it, but introduced me to it.
Is it strip bowling?
These are a bunch of guys that are buds, and they're funny, and they're social, and, you know, they're into their own thing, but they interact with the other team. Some teams don't. Some teams are just like clicks and grunt. It's like going to a Japanese steakhouse with a bunch of rednecks where nobody speaks, right?
You gotta talk.
It's like, why are you at a communal table if you're not going to have any interaction with the people that are also at the table and you're just going to go, yeah, fried rice, please.
Yeah.
So these guys are interacting. And when they, you bowled all the time. You might know this.
Okay.
There's a pin that's left in the dead center, a single
pin. Told us about this, the five-pin shot.
The five-pin. So the five-pin, when it's left standing, their hands go up.
Right.
And the person bowling at that point has to knock over the five-pin, or it gets he has to buy shots.
Yeah, you've mentioned this before, but just in
last night, two of their team Maybe one of their team and two of our team, myself included, missed the five pin.
Oh, dear.
Which means the little blue drink, whatever the hell it is, I know it had vodka in it, came over to the table.
Is it a blue motorcycle, Mike? Not that I know all the cocktails that are out there.
Maybe it was cheap. It's a special. Right. It's a $3 shot.
All right. Well, I want to say hi real quick to Eric Zoolander, who loves the blue motorcycle. Blue, Eric, blue.
Is it a vodka-based
It's
concoction?
Vodka and Curacao and I think maybe it's got Sprite as a mixer. I'd have to look
it up. I don't
know.
It didn't. No, this didn't have Sprite. It wasn't that sweet. But three times that came over, and thank God Mrs. O'Mara did not partake of anything except for her little one can of her happy cannabis
soda?
Juice.
Yeah.
And she drove me home. And I probably I would not have been good behind the wheel.
Yeah.
Could I? Well, sure. No, I shouldn't have. It's not.
But you could have. But I'm glad you did.
Well,
didn't.
When you say could have, you're not supposed to say that when it comes to the land of drinky drinky. You're supposed
to
say.
Well, no, I'm saying that
should
it's,
I have?
You should not have, and I'm glad you didn't.
Another horrible thing that Rob used to do is have his children drive him. That's just as bad.
Yeah, but
nine-year-old children driving a grown drunk man. Home from Jimmy's
they were
old
16.
Town.
Robert once asked me not to do that anymore. I can tell you, Mike, the best DUI story. It's an old one. It goes back to the 1960s. And a good friend of our family's, his father was.
We're not making light of it, though.
No. No, this is not anything you want to do. A good friend of the family, his father was a very colorful man by the name of Smoke. And Smoke used to like to go to Charlestown races when it was just horses. And he'd go up there and, place a few bets, have a few beers, and then drive back home to the Virginia area, and one time he'd had a few beers, and he got pulled, and the cop asked him to drive, to get out of the car and walk the white line on the side of the road to prove his sobriety. So Smoke got out, and he took his first step on the white line, and his foot turned, and he fell and rolled down a 20-foot ravine into a creek. And the flashlight from the cop found him down in the creek, and Smoke yelled up, "How am I doing?"
God. Oh, my
See,
God.
It's just not like
why'd
that anymore.
Why'd they call him
thank
Smoke?
God.
Did he smoke a lot
know.
Of weed?
I think it. No, I don't think it was that. I don't know why they called him Smoke. But Smoke. That just was his name. I mean, nicknames were better in the 50s. You just had a nickname. And you
no, name. They Smoke. Weren't. No, they. You just loved the past. That's what you like, the past. Nicknames were not better in the 50s.
They were. Right? Yeah.
No, there are plenty of great nicknames. There are better nicknames now.
What's a great nickname now?
Sea Spray.
Mike? I stand corrected.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Sea Spray Macintosh.
So, bowling. I have not. And by the way, this is it feels like an 8-month season of bowling in this league that we're in.
Yeah, it's your first time you've made this commitment, so it must seem like an eternity.
And I like it. Once I get there, I like it. I don't like it leading up to it because it's a busy day on Wednesday. But once I get there, I enjoy it, and the company is fine. But they haven't changed our name on the bowling screen. And all we are known now, still, when we go into our lane, is Team 17. And it's not acceptable. And I told Ronnie at the bowling alley last night, I said, Ronnie,
the disc
what
jockey.
Does one have to do? Carlos, come up to you three. He said, Fred's, he's out back painting. And you can ask him. And apparently Fred gets prickly when you ask him for minutia like that. But I came up with the name of the team that I was extremely proud of.
Remind
and
me.
Unfortunately, we haven't put it up on the screen for the public to enjoy.
What was
and
it?
It's Irritable Bowel Syndrome.
See, that's so great.
Isn't it great?
Yeah, and did you go through, I would think that you would have to go through your, do you have a league commissioner?
I don't know. I don't do that detail. All I did was come up with a name and then rely on that. I don't do scoring. I don't do any of that.
Because I remember when I was a boy, oftentimes one of my family members would be the league commissioner, and they'd have to get to the bowling alley early, Mike, to run the ditto. Do you remember the mimeograph machine that you have to crank to make copies, like in school? Well, they would do a ditto of all the standings and the team things, so maybe it runs over. It might be the boss of the commissioner. Got to find out who's the head of your league and ask him. Don't ask the painter, though. The painter
all right, I have to try. You translate Oscar's text better than I do.
Okay. Oh, did you text?
This is to me and all the listeners.
Okay.
And I hope I'm not giving anything away. If you... Oscar writes, sorry for missing the show. Working on moving up his sugary up ASAP. This guy better be under warranty.
Okay. Sugary, it means surgery.
Oh, okay. All right. Working on moving up his surgery.
Yeah.
Up. We're moving up his surgery up ASAP. This guy better be under
and
warranty.
This guy better be under warranty would be
Santos. That's the cost of the dog.
Because he was an expensive dog. Don't think he was a rescue. He was a premium dog. That's like an Audi. That dog is an Audi. And they paid cash for him. Right. So, no, but you know what? I can't blame him. If my dog was in that situation, I'd be a mess. Especially if he had to have sugary.
Yeah, but you did it. You did. I'm not laughing about the dog. That takes care of it. I'm laughing
about Oscar.
I understand that. That works for me now. That's good. That's
the doctor will see you now, Mike, and then you will have sugary.
So, but let me tell you what it is. It is to me when I get out there. That is salt of the earth. I think there is a joy, and you've done leagues before. We did it with the show. That wasn't the same thing.
No.
This is the real deal where you go down there, and Carla loves doing
it. You build relationships. It's fun. Yeah, it's fun.
She did it with her family back in the day, and it's just a blast. And I love the experience, but, you know, as far as the 3-5 pins that nobody picked up last night, myself included, just – I went down there last night saying I'm not going to have adult beverages because Michael
don't
was
you say
be coming...
that a lot though?
Yeah, all my life.
Yeah,
and I said I'm not going to do that because Michael was coming with us, and I said I don't want him to see Daddy drinking Guinnesses while he's at the bowling alley. And when he got an alternative plan to go to another bowling alley with his pals on night,
okay,
because one of our buddies, Greg, took him out there. I said, okay, kind of a free night. And the free night results in me that I have to point out that Thursdays in the O'Mara household is a fire drill. It's a fire drill.
Yeah,
Michael has to
tough.
Be at school extra early because he's working in the school store this morning. So
he's
I've got to get in there. Yeah. And and just a note to my bride. All right. Uh-huh. I know you have to go to your networking meeting, and you're up at 5:30 in the morning, and you're getting ready, and you get yourself all gussied up because you got to speak to the group when you go down there. I know how that works, okay?
Yes.
Would it be too much to ask when I'm spending 18 minutes looking for my keys, when Michael's almost on the verge of crying because we're going to be late for school, and I finally call you, and you said, oh, I think I saw them. I said, where? They're on my sink, and I go into her bathroom, and on her sink, right in front of her, are the keys. Would it kill you? Would it kill you to pick those keys up, Carla, and bring them out to where I was so I didn't have to, because I had no idea how they got
in there? I can top you, Mike. One time, I was running late, shocking, to get to, this is back when we were working at your house, and I looked everywhere for my keys. I had no clue where they were. I looked everywhere, and I called Carrie, and I said, have you seen my keys? And she says, oh, I think I know where they might be. I said, where? She said, in the pocket of my pants in the dirty clothes.
Oh, my God.
I said, yes, yeah. That's where they are.
Well, that's where keys now. Hide. Keys hide in places like that. That's the way it goes. But a fun night. You know, it took away all the stress of the traffic jam that I was in. And I, you know, I would like to say now, do as I say, not as I do.
Hear, 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 hear.
Because that was a stupid thing to do. If that was a lady who happened to be a Florida Karen who was a maniac, and look, it happens now.
Yeah.
If you break check, and by the way, break checking is illegal, is it not? Is it? I mean, if a cop sees you break check somebody, that is an offense.
Well, if you do it.
That's reckless.
It's reckless, and if it draws a rear ending, it automatically puts the other person at fault. So it's like drawing an accident. It's bad. It's not legal. Because if they rear end you.
If it can be proven, Karen. If it can be proven. Because isn't brake checking at its core, you're going to do something that the other person is going to. If the person hits you because you brake check, by accident, that person is at fault.
Of course.
Because that person is following too closely.
Yeah, yeah. But you're causing trouble if you do it, you know, recklessly. That's
but
no good.
But who's to say I saw a small lizard on the road and I didn't want to kill it? So that's why I slammed
but
my
Mike,
brakes
But, Mike, if
out.
You brake check someone, they might need sugary.
I actually know the answer to that question, Mike.
Thank you, Mac.
Here's Mac McIntosh.
I see, like, these, like, lawyer TikToks. Where about traffic and everything
is
like that.
Is that where the lawyers dance?
No. He basically just shows a video and says who's liable. So if you brake check, If there's a small animal on the road, if it will not damage your car, you cannot just stop.
Okay, so you can't
can only
just willy-nilly
if it might damage your car.
Okay, or you think it might damage your
correct.
Car.
Like a squirrel?
Yeah.
No. You if it's a squirrel crossing the street, you can't just slam on the brakes, and if someone behind hits you, you're liable.
But doesn't it have to be proven?
Yes.
So you have to have irrefutable evidence that you hit the brakes for no good reason.
Yes, and if you say you stop for a squirrel, that's not an excuse.
But if you say I jammed my brake because I thought the person in front of me was coming into my lane,
that's
you're covered.
That is a more iffy thing that I don't know the answer to that.
See, but I would think it would be difficult to prove that you were hitting your brakes for no reason, for no good reason. I would think that would be in a court of law.
Mm-hmm.
It would be a difficult thing to prove unless you had a police officer.
But don't say lizard. Don't say lizard because that's not an excuse.
Okay, so I would say cheetah.
Sure.
Right?
Sure. Yes.
Also, Mike, it goes back to the episode of Seinfeld. Do you remember when George hit a squirrel and his girlfriend made him nurse it back to health for extreme expense, like hundreds and hundreds of dollars? And so they're supposed to move. We had a deal.
Did the squirrel survive?
No, it didn't. It was the episode with the Merv Griffin set and the hawk.
I'll
tell you
in the
after show.
That's a brain filled with useless information. Yeah. Okay, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, it's the roundtable, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Later on today, we're going to have Nikki Diamond talking about the NFL. We'll be right back, everybody. Stay tuned on this particular commercial. We want to welcome a new sponsor to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're going to share something kind of cool with you at the end of this spot. Forget generic gifts that just create clutter. Buy a gift that's truly unique. A professionally recorded song crafted just for them. It's called Songfinch. It's the ultimate gift to show you how much you care. An original studio quality song inspired by your story or the story of someone you love that's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever. Now, I did it. I got involved with Songfinch. My song arrived yesterday. It was a blast doing this. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create an original song. I'm not talking about them walking you through making the song.
No.
You contribute the content to the song. All you do is answer a few questions like I did online, and they will pour their heart into writing, recording, and producing your original song in just 4 to 7 days. All right, I want you to check this out, and I'll give you as much of it as I think you want to hear.
All right.
This is, and I think I'm allowed to mention the artist, Declan Kennedy,
who was
the person who recorded my song, wrote and recorded my song. This was a song that I wrote. Can you turn the music
down? Yeah, of course. Yeah, I'm ready when you are.
This is the song that I recorded. I had Declan record for my bride, for Carla. It's From the Heart. I played it for her last night. There were maybe a little tear here and there. This is a song that I wrote for her specifically. And from Songfinch, this is Amazed by You.
So many said we'd never last. These past 2 decades disagree. You made your way through life, overcome more than I can comprehend. We found the love we could not deny, never looked back, only ahead. Take my hand, take a look around, take it in how far we've come. This life we've built, I'm just so proud, and it's all thanks to you, my love. So this Christmas, Carla, all I'm wishing for is the brightest smile upon that face of yours. Yeah, 'cause you deserve it more than anyone. For all that you are, all that you've overcome. As a mother and wife in working life, I'm in awe. Your mind, your heart, your beauty, yes, it's true. I'm amazed by you.
And that's
that
the song.
So amazing. amazing.
That is amazing. It is so exciting to have a sponsor that that is doing this for listen to, here's the offer, and this is so cool. I went through the whole process. I did it. You're going to love it. It's
easy,
it's
right?
Truly,
I mean, just
awesome.
Quick to do what you
gave. Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
It really
beautiful too.
Let me tell you, for a limited time, Songfinch is going to let our listeners upload their song on Spotify for free, so you can listen to your new favorite song anywhere you go.
So
go
cool.
to songfinch.com/TMOS and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free. That's a $50 value. This offer is only available for our listeners at our special URL, songfinch.com/TMOS. That's songfinch.com/TMOS, and be sure to share your song with us. Love to hear it, because that's
absolutely
just one of the artists that do it, and just super cool. It's Songfinch, and we're so excited to have you, and I hope Carla liked the song as much as I did making it for her. So,
so
check out Songfinch, and we're very, very excited. Glad to have you on board the Mike O'Mara Show. Songfinch, we appreciate it. There it is.
They could do an original song about the Kraken.
The Kraken and the boom, ladies and gentlemen. Where is the boom? Where
Give
is
it
the
a boom.
Boom?
Give it a boom.
I turned it down. I apologize. Here we go. Ready? All right.
There it is.
What is wrong today? I swear to God.
Well, Mike, you're concerned about the dog. You might need sugary.
Oscar got back to me, by the way, with his text message, and he said, let's see, on the 14th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a hobbled dog.
You see, that's silly, because it's not the 14th day of Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
No, yeah, we've got, actually, Mike, there's only 18 days left until the holiday.
There it is. You find a way to shoehorn it in here. There we are.
Christmas shopping, 18 days to fill the stocking, 18 days
here,
for
here comes
shopping.
Mike. He's been drinking, but not driving.
No, not driving at all.
Hi there. It's later than you think. Only 18 more shopping days till Christmas.
Thank you.
That. Sometimes he just sort of gives up at the end.
Hi there. I've got a Lucky Strike unfiltered in my hand. Hi
James,
there.
It's Mike. It's James Fitzpatrick.
All right. Hit the boom again, please.
Do it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. One of the most important people in the history of television and of comedy itself has passed away. The great, great Norman Lear, who absolutely hung on for a long, long time. You know, it's quick when they get to this age. 101 in the 90s, we lost, you know, 90-something years old was Carl Reiner.
Yep.
And then we still have Mel Brooks, right?
Don't
Mel
even
Brooks
say
is part
his
of that
name.
Group.
Don't say his name.
Sorry
Don't.
About that. According to a statement, 101, Norman Lear. He was, quote, surrounded by his family as we told stories and sang songs until the very end. Lear was a writer, producer who created a ton of hilarious and socially relevant shows. Listen to this list.
It's amazing.
This is a special dude. All in the Family, The Jeffersons, Maude, Good Times, Mary Hartman,
mm-hmm.
Sanford and Son, and One Day at a Time. You know, you have guys with mansions in Beverly Hills when they are co-producing one hit show.
Exactly.
Think about this guy and how many he did. He also helped fund some classic movies. This is Spinal Tap. I didn't know he had an involvement in that. Yeah. Stand By Me. These are all Rob Reiner movies, by the way.
Yeah, of course.
Because he collaborated with Rob Reiner.
Yeah.
When Rob Reiner reinvented himself as one of the great directors in Hollywood.
No longer
Meathead. This is Spinal Tap.
Yeah.
What's that?
He was no longer Meathead. He was a director.
Stand By Me, The Princess Bride, Fried Green Tomatoes. The first three were directed by All in the Family star Rob Reiner.
Mm-hmm.
So those are great. All of them iconic films. Fantastic.
And also, just to a letter, loved by the Hollywood community. He was a good guy, a very nice guy. And he had a reinvention of One Day at a Time that he dropped on Netflix just like 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah,
I mean,
amazing.
He was working until the very, very end. It's a tremendous loss that he was a visionary, to be quite honest.
Good long life for Norman Lear.
Bye-bye.
Oh, that's my other thing. Thank you very much. Time Magazine unveiled its 2023 Person of the Year, and yeah, it's Taylor Swift. There you go.
Oh.
The article says that Taylor divulged the insane fitness routine she adopted for the Eras tour. That started 6 months before she hit the road. Here's what she did, according to Taylor. Every day, I would run on the treadmill, singing the entire set list out loud. Fast for fast songs and a jog or fast walk for slow songs. Her gym also prepared a program consisting of strength conditioning and weights, and she did 3 months of dance training. Here's her quote. I wanted to get it into my bones. I wanted to be so over-rehearsed that I could be silly with the fans and not lose my train of thought. That's a work ethic, and I love it. I love it.
I love the fact that she was singing. You know, that reminds me of, like, when you watch Mick Jagger, say, 30 years ago.
Right.
He would put in so many steps and run and jump and all the stuff he would do while singing.
Right.
That's amazing. That really is good.
Yeah, and that keeps you in shape alone. She did it prior to the tour, which I think is cool. Now, she stopped drinking on the road as well, where in the past she says she toured like a frat guy. I like Taylor Swift. I think a lot of people like to. I think the popularity is justified. I don't have anything bad to say about her. She said, quote, doing that show with a hangover, I don't want to know that world. And, it motivates me to see what everybody's talking about. Maybe turn it on and watch the video of her concert. In between shows, she gives herself an entire day of rest where she only gets out of bed to get something to eat.
You have that policy as well.
At the conclusion of this show,
yes,
it's right back to bed.
And Mike, I'm surprised she got Time Person of the Year because I was rooting for someone else.
I'm over here now.
Every year. And,
I know. I just want Dice to win once.
He's, and that's since the 80s. I admire your resiliency on
someday,
that particular one.
Someday.
Julia Roberts was asked what advice she would give her 19-year-old self. And she opened up something that other celebrities have found common ground with. Here's her quote.
All right.
Stand up straighter. God, my wife stands up straight. That's one thing. My wife's posture. I know I don't talk about it, but she has the best posture in the world. My son has the same posture.
Well,
I'm so happy.
It's the posture of a skinny person, Mike.
So Julia Roberts says, stand up straighter. It's all going to be okay. And the last one, don't pluck your eyebrows. Julia is not the only actress to regret messing with her eyebrows. Julianne Moore recently said, quote, the one thing I always say is do not touch my eyebrows. Don't destroy my eyebrows like I did and countless other women that I know. So would that be plucking?
Yeah.
I assume that's what it is. Charlize Theron, another gorgeous woman, once said her worst beauty mistake was, quote, the thin eyebrow from the 90s. Mm. And she added that she's still recovering from overplucking.
Yeah.
So I guess it goes.
Yeah, I think Anthony Quinn said the same thing. You can't really mess with them.
Colin Farrell said it. There you go. I'm thinking by that. And Andy Rooney.
God. If you plucked one of his, it would unravel like a bag of dog food.
I don't know why. I don't know why they're so long.
And remember what he said when I approached him at the Super Bowl, Mike.
Too many.
Too many.
Rob was asking for an interview request. Went, too many requests. Finally today, a man who previously spoke out about his sexual relationship with a car has revealed that he has dumped his old motor car for a new set of wheels.
Sad.
The man's name is Nathaniel, and he went viral after he previously discussed his lovey-dovey relationship with his 1988 Chevy Monte Carlo. He starred in a documentary back in 2012 where he shared his unique relationship with the car, and he nicknamed the car Chase. All right, that's interesting. In a new series of TLC, their show, have you watched it, My Strange Addiction?
I've seen it, yeah.
Nathaniel has told how he's moved on and is currently in a friends with benefits relationship with a fleet of vehicles. Let's see. He was in the relationship with the Monte Carlo. He called it his soulmate. And apparently his soulmate is no longer with us.
Yeah.
I guess that means he traded it or junked the Monte Carlo.
It happens. You move on.
Let's see. He's been dating several other bumpers. I'm reading it the way it was written. Since his boyfriend's death.
Oh.
So it's a same-sex car relationship.
That's fine, yeah.
He said he went searching for new lovers,
yeah.
Which now he essentially has a fleet of them. One sleek, sexy black Lexus ES330 caught his eye. Although he made it clear that his relationship with the Lexus is merely physical and nowhere near as serious as it was with the Monte Carlo.
Well, that's true. You know, you want to guard your heart.
He seemingly looks at her over the rest. Oh, it's a her now. So I guess he goes
between. He's, you know, he's omnisexual.
Oh, he gave the Lexus a nickname, too.
Really?
Baby girl. Isn't that special?
That really is, Mike.
I looked through the article for any detail as to just how the relationship would come to fruition, so to speak.
You definitely want to not miss any trips to Jiffy Lube.
We got Nikki next, Rob Spiewak.
One more before Nikki.
Okay, very good. We're going to take a break, and we will be right back with more fun and more thrills. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa, everybody. Hey! Everybody's out there shopping. After all, tis the season.
It is.
But it's crazy out there. Don't you wish shopping could be easy? It can. Just hit up the Mike O'Mara Show online store. From legacy t-shirts and cozy hoodies, morning transforming coffee mugs. We got great stickers. The flexible key tag.
Love the
key chain. It's your one-stop shop to show your TMOS passion. And the coffee mugs are very, very, very popular. Coffee yep. now, hats soon. You can easily get the best merch for you or a loved one. Share the TMOS gospel. We hand-select everything for top-tier quality and killer looks. Grab your TMOS gear and support the show you love. Every purchase keeps the laughs coming. TMOSstore.com, the source for all things Mike O'Mara Show. Official, authentic, and awesome. Thank you for your support, possums. I appreciate that. All happening at TMOSstore.com. All right, Rob, it's your dealer's choice right here. Do you want to talk about the fruitcake injury or do you want to talk about the holiday trend?
I want to talk about the fruitcake injury because the holiday trend is ongoing.
You burn yourself again?
No. Do you remember when we were talking on Monday, and I think even Matt can relate to this?
Yeah.
I was really trumpeting the fact that no injuries this year.
And no accidents, right? You didn't spill anything.
And I said this was Mark Riddell from above looking out for us. This is the first time we ever had this. No burns, no scars, anything on my arm. And so this evening of Monday, we were going out. When we deliver the cakes, we package them, we postage them, and we take them directly to the Merrifield Post Office, which is a huge center. All the DC mail goes through Merrifield, and that's how we get to your cakes faster.
Let me tell you something about postage too.
Yeah,
it's reasonable.
Mike,
go ahead. I don't want to go. No need to tip in. Thank you. Let's move on, please.
So that's one of the reasons Sharon Bailey, who is one of the greatest fruitcake elves of them all, has the connections to get them. That's why people got their cakes yesterday, because we got them from the
center. I didn't even know that. I was flying around. You told me people have received cakes. We're getting responses.
Yes.
And that's great. That's always kind of our pleasant thing at Christmas time that people get to talk about that. Very, very cool.
So the crew that showed up to drop the cakes off on this cold, windy, rainy night was me, my son Robert, and Sharon Bailey. And
God bless you, Sharon. Thanks so much for your help.
Greatest.
And Robert the Third, thank you too.
Yeah, we were ready to get this done. And as a dad, I think you can relate to this, Mike. Hurting yourself is okay, but you don't want to embarrass your son. That's really the worst of all. And so
I would much rather embarrass my son than hurt myself.
Really? Not me. I mean, it depends on the hurt, I guess. But we got the crates and crates of fruitcakes to the post office.
Right.
You literally back up to the bay like you're driving a truck, but you're only driving a Subaru. Each fruitcake package weighs exactly 1 pound.
Okay.
And this was a box of 80 fruitcakes. Counted them. 80 pounds. Right. And as I said in the past, that when I lost some of the weight for my hospitalization, I also lost all of my core strength. But I was also extraordinarily eager to get these cakes in the mail and to get out of the way.
What percentage, if you don't mind me asking?
Go ahead, Mike. Be brutal. Brutal.
What percentage? Sometimes when I tee you up, all right, I'll just do it. What percentage of your core strength do you think you've gotten back?
Oh, negative six. It's it's bouncing. But it's also a daily thing.
What, that you diminish?
That you lose sometimes it's only minus five. Sometimes I'm flat. Sometimes I'm flat.
Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt. All right, so you got the fruitcake at the post
office. Yeah, I'm extraordinarily eager to get these into the postal service and on the way.
It's kind of a John Pop thing, right? You just want to get it over with, right?
Well, no, it's not. Well, there's that too, but also, I mean, I'm in the way there. I never feel quite comfortable backed up to a loading deck at a post office because there's 18 wheelers everywhere and everything. And so we're moving them in, and there's this box that's 80 pounds. And I said, I got it. And Sharon says, no, that's a two-person box. I said, no, I got it. And I leaned over and, of course, lifted with my back, not my knees.
Okay.
It was heavier than I anticipated.
It's a reasonable amount of weight.
And I lifted it wrong, and my foot turned, and down I went. It was like four stumbles.
Ass?
No, on my knees, which are so bruised up right now. But here's the best thing. Onlookers say I missed the concrete lip of the loading dock by about 3 inches by my head. Because my head slammed chin first into the crate holding the fruitcakes. And you can see under here.
So you
I busted my chin open. Yeah.
You collapsed forward.
I collapsed forward.
And did you go down to your knees because that's the only way you could do it?
Right.
You just and then, released.
So I went down, I hit right knee, left knee, crate of fruitcakes, face into the crate, chin split open. And then,
like
Robert,
real blood? Is there blood on some of the fruitcake? Will some of the fruitcakes have Rob's DNA, some of the packages?
I can't promise that they will. But
can't promise they will.
But I know I was wearing a gray hoodie. Yeah. And I looked down, and it was already bespeckled with my own blood. And the sad thing is we got these people at the post office, and they're so gracious. And they say, is he okay? And
right.
Robert says, Dad, are you okay? And Sharon
says,
you're
bleeding.
Yeah, Sharon says, you shouldn't have done that.
Well, she warned you.
She did. And I should have known
better.
Now,
let me ask this.
What?
Was any part of you?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of with Sharon there, kind of like flexing to go, hey, I got this.
No,
look, and I'm a macho man.
I just wanted out.
You just wanted to get it done.
Yeah, because it's a lot of stuff, and you want to move on to the next adventure.
You know what my mom would call that, making that attempt? A lazy man's load.
Precisely.
My mother used to warn against that. She said, Mike, that's a lazy man's load. You're going to hurt yourself.
Yeah, and you would think that at me closing on 53 years old, I would know better.
Yeah,
but I stood up.
Did they take the box after that? Did you
go and just sit on the
loading dock?
No. I mean, this was maybe the last box, so we were able to cruise out of there pretty quick after. But luckily, Sharon,
the emergency room.
Sharon had some sort of fast food napkin in her car that she handed me. It's
from the regular diet of Sharon Bailey.
I put it on my chin. And I went, I was going to dab it, and I dabbed it, and I took my hand away, and the napkin stuck to my chin.
Yeah.
Because of the amount of blood.
You've recovered. It's not that bad. It's not really that bad.
It bled for a good hour. And I had
any other damage? Are you okay now?
Well, I'm not good on pivoting on my right. On my right leg is not great right now because there
you're
is
not
a
as young as you used to be, Rob.
No, no. Really and wrong. Also, I have broken skin under jeans. That's how hard I went down. It was on my jeans. And so, anyway.
All right. Are they out? Are they done? Are people going to start?
Phase one is out. Phase two will go out today.
All right.
And by the way, I will tease you guys for the folks that paid the extra money to get the ornament. It is beautiful this
year. Yeah, we have a beautiful ornament.
And
we're very excited.
For all you people that supported
that
us, it's fantastic. And again,
and I love when people show the pictures of every year's ornament. That's very, very, very cool. Mm-hmm. And that's the special package we send out. When is your mission complete? Thank you all for doing this. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Well, the mission will be complete likely today.
Okay.
One more drop off at the post office. And then, Mike, I know what you're driving at. Saturday is when me and my mom bake.
No, I wasn't driving at that. No, Mr. Brain, I wasn't. I was legitimately concerned. No, no, to be perfectly honest with you, Rob, I'm trying to get my last 25 to 30 off, and so I don't want, you know, a distraction.
Well, you'll be pleased to know this year, Mike.
When your fruitcake arrives at my house, yeah, that is one of the areas where even with all of my medical assistance, my willpower wanes. That's what it is. But I wasn't thinking about that. I was thinking about you getting them out. So today you get them out to everybody,
yeah,
which means so most of them will be there for Christmas.
And the fun thing is when you transport about, 75,000 fruitcakes in your car smells awesome. I am so excited for everybody to have them. Yeah. Oh, it's the best. It's the absolute best.
And thank you, Sharon. Thank you, Robert. Thank you, Mac. Appreciate that. And
my whole crew, John Hartnett. Yeah.
Please, when you're getting them to the post office today, are you going to have anybody to assist you? Will there be anybody?
Just my social worker.
Rob's parole officer will be going to the post office with him. Hey,
no,
way
Mike,
to go,
fruitcakers. Every box will only have 3 fruitcakes in it at a time.
That's
I'm never going to move more than 3 pounds.
Very, very, very exciting. Yeah. Don't fall. Trying to lift that 3 pounds with that core straight.
Mike, I felt like an idiot. Robert, are you okay, Dad?
Yeah, we ain't going into the praying position. We'll take a break. Come back with Nikki right after this, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, everybody. Tis the season for hydration.
Yes.
So no matter where or how you're hydrating this season, Liquid IV is the hydration brand to fuel your well-being. Their hydration multiplier can keep you going through the end of the year and beyond. Liquid IV has 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness. Remember, Liquid IV hydrates 2 times faster than water alone, all in a single stick. So good and so easy. Plus now available in sugar-free. Choose from 3 delicious flavors, white peach, green grape, and lemon lime. Trust me, lemon lime. All the time.
Love it.
I love them all, though. I do. I love, to be honest, I know you think that I like the lemon lime best. I'm a peach guy. I like the peach.
Well, the peach is sort of a game changer. The peach is a relatively
really
new
fabulous
flavor, and it's so good. Yeah.
But I love them all, and I drink them all. You will, too. Make it a Liquid IV holiday. Grab your Liquid IV hydration multiplier sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or do this. Get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Oh, there it is. That music can only mean one thing. It's our main man from Pahrump, Nevada. The man, the legend in his own mind. The man who cares. There he is, ladies and gentlemen, from an undisclosed location, hiding from creditors. It's been a great... I think, Nikki Diamond, it has been a fabulous NFL season so far, and that's with my Giants sucking wind. But let me be the first to say happy holidays, Nikki. How are you?
Happy holidays to you. To all three of you. Oh, I mean two of you. Sorry, one person.
Not here. Yeah, dog problems, Nikki.
Anyway.
Oscar has dog problems.
Is there a forehead convention in town? Man. Big meeting of the forehead.
There you
go.
Hey, Nikki, I have to share with you, Oscar's very excited about pursuing, follicle microsurgery to enhance his hairline. I knew you'd be excited about that.
Well, Oscar, here's a little tip. It's a lot cheaper. Just buy Giant glasses, and they cover the forehead. Just Elton John, just Rocket Man, new nickname.
Very
new
exciting. Nickname. Very, very, very exciting. Nikki, sometimes you're in front of your location. Sometimes you're in the condo. It appears today you might be out in a hotel runway. I don't know what's gonna going on.
Yeah, I was going to guess he might be in the community party room at the condo. Yeah.
Are you at the community center today, Nick?
I am at the Desert Green, yes, getting ready. Big Christmas party this weekend. I will be hosting the bingo. It's going to be the Christmas bingo.
Oh, Christmas bingo again. Yeah. How great
the
is that?
Master of ceremonies, if you will. Yes.
That's wonderful. I hope you enjoy yourself. No skimming. I know you've had problems with that in years past.
They don't count too well. So, you know. That's a little off the top. A little Christmas bonus.
All right, Nikki, let's get to it. What do we got this week?
Well, no need to skim, actually, Mike, because we won big last week with those Niners, you know.
Oh,
come
boy.
On. They destroyed the Eagles. Also, how about those Packers on Monday night? Or Sunday night. But Pats tonight in the Steelers. I mean, what? This is the game we have to watch. Two backup quarterbacks. The Patriots, they scored 13 points in the last 3 weeks. You've lost more than 13 pounds in the last 3 weeks there, Mikey. Look at you. Who am I looking at here, Spiewak? Is that George Clooney? I'm looking at George Clooney.
Thank you.
You coming to Vegas? You want to rob a casino? I got your back there, Clooney. Let's do this.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Dragon.
Very good.
Yeah, fantastic.
Cool.
Let's do it.
Man.
Absolutely.
Used to look at your couple and think, what you doing with him? Now it's like, hey, how did that girl get that guy? I mean,
absolutely.
On.
Thank you, Nick.
Dreamboat. Dreamboat, this guy. Anyway, it's a 6-point favorites. I mean, no one's going to score any points. This screams 13-10.
Yeah.
We'll reluctantly bet on the Patriots. Bill Belichick, hey, you know, you're allowed to retire. You know, you hit the top of the mountain. You're rich. You can just call it a day. But whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Stick around and go 2-12, you loser. All right. Okay. That was a little bit much. Very successful. All right. Bills, Chiefs, huge game. Bills coming off the bye, 6-6. Outside looking in. Cerrito, are the Bills not going to make the playoffs? The friggin' Buffalo Bills.
Wow.
The whole AFC, every quarterback's hurt, but three. You can't make the playoffs. They go into Kansas City. They're getting 1.5. I say it's a must-win, and a must-win Bills. We'll win this game.
Oh.
They will take and beat the Chiefs in Arrowhead. Chiefs, look, all they can do is really run the ball, and Buffalo's pretty good at stopping the run, so we're going to take the Bills.
All right.
Texas minus 3.5, which would have made sense when I said, that means at the end of the game, they're going to win by at least, they'll be ahead by 4. Get it? Forehead joke. Thanks for not showing up, Oscar. Didn't make sense. All right. Texans minus 3.5 versus the Jets. I'm going to go ahead and take the Texans because how can you ever take the Jets?
Can't.
It's just, how many quarterbacks do they have? Speaking of backups, maybe that's where Oscar is. Is he going to play for the Jets? Is he playing quarterback? Do they have a giant helmet? I don't know if they can fit that thing.
You miss him. I know you miss him, Nikki. You miss him today.
I miss him.
All your material was Oscar material today.
So much Oscar. It's almost like I prepared it and somebody just didn't show up or whatever. Okay.
It was late notice. It was late notice, Nick. Sorry about that.
All right, Cowboys, Eagles, big game. We saw the Eagles last week.
Yep.
Dallas, 14 straight. I believe they won at home. Dak wins this game.
Okay.
And he plays well. He's your MVP. Dak friggin' Prescott could be your MVP. And I say that's what will happen.
Okay.
They're given 3.5. They win at home. They dominate home. Eagles, look, your record's great, but you're not great. Mm-hmm. And the Cowboys roll. They're going to light them up. And Oscar, you better get your ass back here next week, okay? Get out of the forehead convention. Do better. Do better.
Thanks.
Mikey's lost weight. It's all gone to your forehead. You whatever. Okay.
Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you, Nick.
That's Nikki, ladies and gentlemen.
Don't close your breath there, Nikki.
All his material was Oscar material today.
I know. It's sad when
he normally flips the screen down. That was interesting, wasn't it?
Mike, it's almost as if someone told him about Oscar, and then Oscar canceled after that.
Yes, that's true. Yeah, that's the way that went down. We got to take a break.
Yes,
we've got a flip side coming up for you, ladies and gentlemen, and more fun and more thrills. And that's going to be, I kind of thought that the Eagles would be pissed off after San Francisco and go in and thump the Cowboys, but I forgot the Cowboys are at home. That's the game of the week. And, of course, the New York Giants are playing the Green Bay Packers on Monday night for all
That'll
the people
be-
that...
Don't Quite a care. Contest, won't it?
Yes. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, you heard Nikki talking about it. Do you want to lose 21% of your weight? I've lost over 65. I am excited to share with you that DermGlowSkin.com is now your one-stop shop for finally getting control of your weight. That's right. All you have to do is click the weight loss button at DermGlowSkin.com. Then you take the quiz, and you will see if you qualify. You have to. That's because it's doctor. doctor supervised. A doctor will write you a prescription. The pharmacy will fill it, and your weight loss medication will be shipped directly to your house, just like it was to mine. These are the real weight loss products, semaglutide and tirzepatide, and you've heard a lot about them. They've been on the news for quite some time now, and if you qualify, you can get them right now at DermGlowSkin.com. If you are already on it, do what I did. Show the doctor your prescription and easily make the switch. I already did, and I'm still losing weight. Go ahead, get excited, and do it all online right now at DermGlowSkin.com. If you struggle with weight for too long, just like me, click the weight loss button and begin the best journey of your life. Be like our proud partner, Santa Claus.
Hey!
That's right, the jolly old elf was getting to be a dick because he'd gotten too fat to climb down chimneys, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, too big. Now, thanks to DermGlow, he can access your house through your plumbing if needed. Quite the improvement. Yay for DermGlow. Hit it, Rob Spiewak.
That's my daughter, Julia, right
Hello.
Here.
I love that Nicky still did all his Oscar stuff.
He wanted to get that Oscar material.
He really did.
The forehead, the hair plugs, everything. Right,
Mike, it's been a while since you've had a real Christmas tree, like one that was cut from the forest.
I can't even remember the last time I had one.
I think they're sort of coming back, or at least the Christmas tree industry wants us to think they're coming back.
Well, I mean, I see the places off the side of the road and in the Home Depot, Lowe's parking lots and stuff like that.
The markup is ridiculous. And I used to sell them. I can tell you that they smell nice, but here's what you do. You buy a fake tree and get a wreath. The wreath smells good, too, and it's only
$15. What are you
bucks.
Now, because you keep tabs, right? Do you
right.
keep tabs on the prices?
A little bit, yeah.
What would like an 8-footer be going for now?
Well, it'll be seven to 7.5 feet, and I think they're like $50 at Costco. But if you go to a roadside lot, you're going to be paying $75, I think.
Okay, all right.
And you know how much they pay for them?
It's been there for a while. That price.
$1.25. The markup is stupid. But anyway, I digress. When you bring a real tree into your house, you have to realize this, Mike. This was a tree that grew up outside, so you may want to check out what's in your tree before you stand it up. Mm-hmm. This tree, I don't know if you're familiar with the Grinch Who Stole Christmas. This tree actually might belong in Whoville.
Okay.
There is no place like home for the holidays, but what happens when your home is moved inside another home?
Mm-hmm. A Lexington family recently found an unwanted Yuletide guest nestled in its Christmas
this
tree.
Would creep me
Here's
out.
A look at who was found. Who?
A decades-long tradition takes a turn.
Every year. Love it. We pick it out as a family.
When Santa showed up early to the White's house, but with the present the Lexington family did not expect.
I was shocked. I was so stunned.
Rocking around their Christmas tree was an owl, the baby bird blending in with the branches, going undetected for 4 days.
I have three
you
dogs.
Lose it. You can lose
we
it.
Use this room nonstop.
But the owl was in the house for 4 days.
That looks like a house I'd like to go to for Christmas.
Yeah, but
doesn't
not if that
look
lady's
like
there.
That looked like a Richie Rich house?
Yeah, but
it?
That lady that, was like, "We do it every year, and there was an owl in our tree." And
that's a
scare.
That's a raptor,
do.
Right? I mean, that's a bird of prey. You know,
it's
I'm
a carnivorous
she's lucky
bird.
She didn't get her eyes scratched out.
I do
that's
not trust it.
Wow, the owl just hanging out. Amazing that it wouldn't have taken flight prior to it being wrapped up or something.
And
like
the
that.
Fact that it was there for 4 days. What are you doing?
Check super chill, super chill owl. And by the way, that owl, they got rid of it before the owl was able to deliver all its material on Oscar's hair. That was it. Lots of fun. Yeah, sorry about that.
My tip to you, if you have a real tree, before you take it in your house, cut the stump off, take the netting off, and slam it 10 or 15 times as hard as you can on pavement to get the loose needles out and any wildlife. That's what you got to do.
Oh, you were going to say slam it on somebody.
Slam it on the owl. This is really weird, Mike. This is, I'll explain what happened here, but there seems to be a trend of people having chickens, even if they don't live in a farm. They have chickens for eggs and all that stuff. And these chickens freeze. Chickens are wild, when they move around, but these chickens stop moving. This looks to me like a glitch in the Matrix.
Okay.
Hello, chickies.
So she's feeding her chickens and they're moving around.
Hi, babies.
Oh, goodness. Where y'all going? Where are you going?
Look, they've frozen.
You ready for some grubs? Let's go! It's grub time!
What the fool? Why are they all not moving?
Those chickens are absolutely statuary.
What is happening right now? Babies?
This is a good video day.
Yeah.
Guys.
All right, Mac. Thank you.
What was it? Did they explain it?
Yeah, they did. There was a vulture or a hawk in a tree that had lighted that had killed one of their sibling chickens the day before.
So that's their defense mechanism?
And so when they spotted it, they just stood absolutely still. But I would be so flipped out by that.
You know, for my money, doing that is, you know, you're really not playing dead. And if that's all you got, it's a reason why, you know, there are food. I really think so. You know,
well,
that's just
not
the best idea. If you know, to avoid danger, you know, usually running and hiding somewhere is the better way to go. Hey, chickens, come on. You know,
well, they could have it. What is it he says in Napoleon Dynamite? Vicious talons.
Do they have long talons? Tina, eat the food. Do you know Mrs. O'Mara forever? Based on our neighbors up in Maine,
yeah.
Has wanted to keep chickens. Have you ever known anyone that's kept them or
people.
Wanted
yeah.
to keep them?
Yeah, and you know what? I remember when I was a kid, we had neighbors that did it because, I mean, they were old people, but they would get
right.
the eggs every morning.
Carla
you know
has always wanted a
great.
Chicken coop. It'd be, yeah. really go over here in Cocoonville, wouldn't it? It'd
yeah,
really
it might,
fun.
You might want to check your regulations before.
Absolutely,
put,
the Homeowners
you know
Association.
Put it in the garage.
They go. I mean, you can go anywhere and buy them, right? They have the prefab chicken
yeah.
coops, and
yeah.
you just get a few chickens. Anybody can raise them. They're
yeah.
kind of self-sufficient. You just got to clean up the poop once in a while, don't you?
Do you know why a chicken coop only has two doors?
Why is that?
Because if it had four, it would be a chicken sedan.
That's a dad joke, ladies and gentlemen.
I like that one.
I knew you would weigh in. I knew you would weigh in on that. Do not encourage him. No wonder
Mike,
you fruitcaked with him.
Mike, I got to tell you that today is the first day of Hanukkah. It starts at sundown tonight. Isn't that right, Alan?
Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. I made it out of clay.
God bless
and
him.
When it's dry and ready, then dreidel I will play.
Dreidel.
I don't know the rest of the words, but neither do you. You know nothing about Hanukkah, so here we go again. Hey, dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. I made
go.
It out of clay. From mm-hmm. me to you, have a happy holiday. Miss
Perfect.
You guys. Sorry I'm not with you. Take care.
Alan Goodman, ladies
Once
and gentlemen.
Once a year. Mike, sell me this pencil.
Alan Goodman, and happy Hanukkah to all of our Jewish friends.
Absolutely. And Mike, I can't believe we've gone the whole show and not mentioned it, what today is.
December 7th.
Yeah.
A date which will live in infamy.
Not only Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day, but Mike, happy anniversary. 14 years ago today,
14
we started the podcast.
Years.
Yes.
14 years.
Yes.
And God bless you for allowing us to do this. Try harder, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Please try harder.
A little bit of a 14 year slump.
Just a bit. We
okay.
we love you. We love you and really congratulations and I just wish we all could have been here for that celebration, but that's okay.
You know, if they play this 100 years from today, they're just going to assume that Oscar died.
This is true. And Alan Goodman, I have no idea, right? It's been so long, I wouldn't be able to tell you whether he was still in the business, whether he was, I have no idea. How old would he be? I don't know. These are the questions that one has when you think about your past. Greatest general manager in the history, greatest executive that I ever worked with. When I say great, I don't mean great in the skill set of running radio, but just the personality. Just
and he
a
also
delight
understood,
to be around.
Fun. He understood the talent. He was
yeah.
not, general managers aren't normally like that, right?
And he's perfect for the time. He
yeah,
really was.
Yeah.
He was.
I actually, great. Mike, I reached out to him, but he could not get back to me. He's in Atlanta getting his hair done.
his follicles. That's it. We got to get out of here, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks to Nikki Diamond. Thank you, Mac. Thank you, Rob Spiewak. Oscar, give us an update. Hopefully, your
yeah,
dog Santos
yeah.
is getting surgery that he needs. And that's a young dog for to be going
yeah,
through.
I don't
that.
Like
that's
that.
A shame. We'll be back with a bonus show tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. And and we hope you join us for that. If you haven't gotten the bonus show, you are missing out. We'll be back with a brand new bonus show episode on tomorrow on the Mike O'Mara Show. For Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, Mike McIntosh, and Nikki Diamond, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao, and goodbye.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
With a sexy body and just a knockout 10 figure.
Where are you going? I'm going upstairs. Because I'm going to put my nuts hat on your drum set. Okay?
Did you do that? I am warning you right now, if you touch my drums, I will stab you in the neck with a knife.
Oh, you should see what it looks like from out here.